Diligence on Classic Business is brought to you by Deal Leaders International, leaders in mergers and acquisitions. Now, if you look at the recent Stats SA data, there's been a worrying rise in company closures, with liquidations up by 14.3% in April compared to April of 2023. And against this backdrop, and given our social, economic and political landscape at the moment, I think companies in South Africa face real challenges, and probably more business distress can be expected. Often business rescue is touted as a solution. Even so, for all its initial sparkle and progress, some assert that it is in fact value destructive, as it has encountered certain challenges. I'm joined now by Belinda Scriba, who's a director in the dispute resolution practice at Cliffdecker Hofmeyr. Belinda, welcome. Firstly, what are the fundamental differences between business rescue and liquidation, and why might a company opt for one over the other?
Thank you for having me on the show, and thank you to your listeners. It's quite a fundamental difference to understand. So the core value around business rescue is that you're trying to actually rescue the company from its financial distress. There are other parameters which qualify successful business rescue, but in its core, what its intention is to actually rescue the business from its financial distress and protect all the stakeholders of that business, ranging from employees, shareholders, to creditors. Whereas with liquidation, it's basically the death knell for the company, because liquidators come in there and their main purpose, generally speaking, there are some exceptions, but their main purpose is to wind down the business and to get the best possible return for the creditors of that business during that winding down process. So they are quite fundamentally different in their core purposes at the end of the day. So, yep, that's it in a nutshell. Business rescue is to rescue the business, whereas liquidation is actually just to wind down the business, primarily for the benefit of the creditors.
Absolutely. And there is no coming back from that. Whereas in a business rescue, you do have a period where, through the restructuring process, a business can emerge on the other side. And I've seen many work firsthand. I've also seen some battle. And I know every business rescue is different, but very often when I chat to practitioners in particular, they say the ones that battle are the ones that went into business rescue too late. So it's important to understand when to use this legal route of business rescue. Can you just walk us through, on that note, the typical stages of the business rescue process?
So the business rescue process, obviously, it can either start through a resolution signed by the directors of the company, and when they recognize that the company is in financial distress, or an application can be brought by a stakeholder of the business and obviously seek the help of the court to place it into business rescue. And it is one of those questions, which is how long is a piece of string. But we have realized that there's a very specific trend in that the earlier the business rescue process starts in a financially distressed company, the better it is for the business rescue process, because you don't want to reach a situation where you're so financially distressed it's almost impossible for the business rescue practitioners to either get investment to help the business after it's gone into business rescue and to try and recover as much as possible from the financial distress. So you are right, it is very much about the timing of when you go into business rescue that is pivotal to the success of the business rescue. And that's obviously a call, generally speaking, for the directors of the company. And what we generally advise is, if there's even an inkling of distress for a company, get advisors in to help you look and analyze whether business rescue is something that is a possibility and the timing of the business rescue. There are other processes which people must bear in mind, is if you get it early enough and you get the business rescue practitioners involved early enough and the stakeholders involved early enough, you can almost do something that we colloquially call as an informal business rescue. So you actually don't go into formal business rescue, but you've got teams around you that are effectively helping you like a business rescue practitioner would in helping you restructure the business. But for that to work, you have to get it really, really, really early on. Generally, people don't. So then business rescue is your next option. And again, the earlier the better.
And you've got to remember, as a director, if you do leave it too late, you could also expose yourself to being negligent or having traded recklessly. If someone comes in and looks at the situation and says, well, why didn't you approach a business rescue sooner? What are the primary roles that you see business rescue practitioners playing versus a liquidator in this process?
So again, I mean, business rescue practitioners, their primary aim and goal should be to see if they can possibly rescue the business from financial distress back into a solvent, undistressed circumstances. So that should be their primary role at the end of the day. And there are a lot of highly qualified business rescue practitioners out there that can look at the business and can actually help the business. And their role, whether it is pre or post business rescue, is pivotal. In fact, our advice is, if you are considering business rescue, get the practitioners in early with the stakeholders and actually almost formulate your business rescue plan before you actually go into business rescue. So they play an absolute pivotal role, because on their experience and on their judgment calls, the business can actually be rescued.
But that said, there has been some criticism regarding the competence of certain business rescue practitioners, so they're not all the same. Mm. How significant is this issue? How widespread? And what measures are currently in place to ensure that practitioners are adequately skilled?
Yeah, I think that is a very good question. And unfortunately, our legislation doesn't have a very specific qualification for business rescue practitioners. So you have a wide variety of competency in the space. But we've been we've had business rescue as a mechanism in our legislation long enough that the people in the know who to direct you to, basically. So if it is something that you are considering, speak to your advisors, whether it's your legal advisors or your financial advisors. And generally, people do know, if not who to go to, then at least where to look to get business rescue practitioners that have proven themselves to be competent in this space. So again, it is like any other space. You have those that are very, very good and those that are obviously not so good. But it doesn't need to be a negative space, as long as you get the right advice. And that's the only thing I can really advise people from the beginning, is there is enough experience out there now for you to actually tap into that and to take advantage of that.
Do you know of any proposed changes or amendments to the business rescue laws that might seek to prescribe a little more around competence and qualifications for practitioners, or anything in that vein to ensure that we can improve on the process?
There's not anything concrete that's been set in stone. I mean, there's been rumors for years that there's going to be some sort of change in order to verify the qualifications, but it hasn't really happened yet. And it is one of these spaces that we wait and to see what the legislation is going to do. The great thing about the space, in that it has been so open, is that our courts have made a lot of law on this. So it might be that, as it has been with a lot of other legislation, that the courts actually have to direct that something should be done about it. It can never legislate what the space should be like, but it can encourage. So I think if there's enough encouragement from the industry and from other places, you might see that this becomes more of a reality than just a rumor.
Now, I know every business rescue case is different, and whether or not there was enough to rescue at the end of the day, and to your point about early detection, I had Glenn Orsman on the show recently, and he wasn't very flattering of his own experience through the airlines that he superintended, and particularly Comair most recently. What are your examples when you look at business rescue and you evaluate whether or not it's been successful or not? Are there any stories out there that stand out for you that indicate to you that, right, this is actually a route that should be considered?
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of success stories. I think the two big success stories that always come to mind for me are Stercynical. And I know that's a bit difficult for people to bite into at the moment, just because Stercynical is going through some economic issues at the moment. But bear in mind that if it hadn't gone through that process, Stercynical likely would no longer exist at all. It would have probably gone into liquidation, and there would be no cinema known as Stercynical anymore. So companies are always going to go through difficulties, but it was largely saved to the benefit of all the stakeholders, including the public who can still go to the cinema and enjoy a movie with popcorn. Another great success story, although there was a lot of restructuring involved in that, is African Bank. We have African Bank. It is now trading, and it's realized the space that it should be trading in, and it's, for the moment, it's staying in the space that it's most comfortable and most successful at. So there are great success stories out there. I think we tend to focus on the less successful stories just because they're a bit more sensationalistic, and unfortunately we have had major stories that have gone, you know, that have gone sour, and it has soured it for everybody else. But it is a great mechanism that if people tap into it properly and early enough, getting the right advisors in, it can work wonders. And I'm hoping in future that is taken, you know, that we have more success stories. And there is, as you said at the beginning of the show, there is a lot of financial distress that we're seeing now, and that is not going to dissipate in the near future, even considering our global, you know, strain at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of optimism around the GNU, but we're not going to see the economy turn around overnight. And globally, you know, interest rates are higher for longer, and there do seem to be clouds gathering on the horizon as well. Just one last question in terms of final piece of advice. What would you like to leave a business owner who's listening to this with when it comes to the importance of early intervention and the potential of business rescue to transform a crisis into an opportunity for all stakeholders?
I think the first thing to bear in mind is that our economy can only grow if our business sector grows and if it remains strong. So it is very much needed, not only from a selfish individual company point of view, but from a South African sustainability point of view, that our business sector grows and is stable. So I think as soon as you feel, if there's any indicators of financial distress and the board is a bit concerned about it, get your trusted advisors in, get your legal advisors in, get your auditors in, have a look, have a consideration, and just before it actually gets too distressed, find a way to perhaps just, you know, bite the bullet and do what needs to be done in order that there's not any worse circumstances coming down the road, for example, liquidation. So get it early. Even if there's just an inkling of distress, it doesn't mean you have to go into business rescue. We've advised many companies that they've called us in early enough and we've said to them, okay, we don't think this is right for business rescue, but if you do a little bit of restructuring and you do that, then you can avoid business rescue at all. So, so my general advice is, if there are indications, get advice as quickly as you can, and then just do the best that you can in order to trade out of that distress. And there are great business rescue practitioners out there that can give you the guidance if you do actually go into business rescue.
Absolutely. Great advice. It's like our own personal physical health as well. Often early intervention is one of the best courses of action. Belinda Scriber, Director in the Dispute Resolution Practice of CDH, talking about business rescue in this week's due diligence here on Classic Business, brought to you by Deal Leaders, partnering with you. For the next episode of Due Diligence, listen to Classic Business next Tuesday around 20 to 7, brought to you by Deal Leaders International.
The questions